The Americas.
Energy in Canada. Dark solar. Why Canada's government is installing solar panels in the cold, dark north.
The Saisi Dene First Nation seems like a bad spot for a solar farm. It gets about half as many hours of sunshine as a place like Arizona. Any solar panels installed there will produce less than half as much electricity. And yet, the Canadian government has committed $300 million Canadian dollars, or $250 million US dollars, to pointing panels at grey subarctic skies, not just in Manitoba, but across the country's dark north. The idea is to reduce the amount of diesel that is burned for heating and electricity. The fuel must either be flown in, delivered by sea, or trucked over frozen lakes and rivers during winter. As a result, electricity can cost 10 times more than it does in southern cities. In 2019, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, promised to end the use of diesel by 2030. Reducing emissions is one goal, but Mr. Trudeau's solar panels are also part of a reconciliation with Indigenous people who have been mistreated by Canadian governments for many decades. Northern communities are supposed to get new high-paying jobs, energy independence, and air that is clear of nasty diesel fumes. We must turn the guilt we carry into action. Action on reconciliation, the government said in 2021. Action on climate change. And so, since 2016, the federal government has been paying to train Indigenous entrepreneurs to run renewable energy projects, hoping they might bridge the gap between the government and hesitant communities. Darrell Brown, of Cree heritage himself, started Kisik Clean Energy after being one of the first people to receive training. His first project went well. He and his team installed solar panels in Gull Bay First Nation in northern Ontario, cutting annual diesel use by a quarter, about 110,000 litres. Others have followed in Mr. Brown's footsteps. The number of renewable energy projects in northern off-grid communities doubled from 2015 to 2020. But reliance on diesel remained high. Some 682 million litres were burned in 2020, according to the Pembina Institute, a think tank. Mr. Brown's second project is not going so smoothly. The Saisi Dene's current chief has been reluctant to support it. That is in part because Mr. Brown is funded by the same federal department that brutally relocated the Saisi Dene in 1956, leading to the deaths of one-third of its members. Access to the community is tricky and sporadic, often suspended while the leadership is dealing with drug overdoses. Originally, the Saisi Dene project included wind turbines, an energy technology better suited to dark places, but the turbines were rejected for fear they might scare the caribou. A microgrid that relies on batteries and solar panels alone will reduce Saisi Dene's burning of diesel for electricity by some 20 to 25%, but at an estimated cost of 20 million Canadian dollars. A financial case is hard to make. Mr. Brown soldiers on. The levels of poverty that exist across Canada's north make the energy transition Mr. Trudeau wishes to enact there a political challenge. The government is spending money to supply clean energy to people who cannot afford food, notes Ranjan Datta of Mount Royal University in Alberta, or who are battling substance addictions without sufficient mental health support. The cost of living, not its associated emissions, is the primary concern for most. Like many of Mr. Trudeau's climate policies, this one looked better on paper than in practice. Less diesel is being burned than would have been otherwise, but eliminating combustion from northern energy systems remains out of reach. In the meantime, Mr. Trudeau's guilt seems to have been transferred onto the shoulders of entrepreneurs like Mr. Brown, who have been left to install solar panels in the darkness, largely on their own.